Could you tell us a little bit more about John Watkins? He was your captain for your entire career with Gloucester, in fact.
I'm often asked which players I remember in particular from my days playing, and I put John Watkins right up there at the top. Not only as a player who embodied Gloucester dog, and you know what I mean when I say that. John would be at the heart.
With some of that.
We could do with some of that, indeed. John would be at the heart of everything going on, at the bottom of every ruck, fantastically mobile, covering, tackling, doing all the unsung, unpraised jobs that a good flanker does, and also great with his hands, scored many, many tries for Gloucester. But what I remember about John was his leadership style. A lot of Gloucester captains, and I was a bit of a kind of a rah-rah type of leader, you know, I was always talking, chopsing, I was always in people's faces when I captained teams at college. John was the opposite for that. He led by example, and he was a quiet man. And I remember his team talk before the John Player Cup final. It's always stood out in my mind. You know, you expect someone to be banging the table and shouting in your face. John didn't. It was very, very quiet. And you know what? He didn't talk about tactics. He didn't talk about what we had to do on the pitch. We'd done all that beforehand. He talked about our responsibility to the people of Gloucester. He said, we're playing not for ourselves and not for the team. We're playing for Gloucester. And that made us all just so pumped up for it. And I would give John my absolute highest accolade of all the players I played with. Well done, Gilly.
What about hardest opponents you played against?
Good question. Many. I'm going to mention one that probably won't be on your radar. He played for Waterloo and his name was Laurie Connor. He played number 8. And I particularly remember him because I went up to play for Gloucester against Waterloo when the Scottish selectors were taking an interest in me. And Laurie Connor was opposite me, and he was a number 8, but not very big, and he beasted me. I did not have a good game against him. I was expecting that I was going to win lots of line-out ball, but he knew all the tricks. The little nudge in the back, the little elbow as you were going up, how to do things on the blind side of the referee. I had a poor game, and Laurie absolutely took me to the cleaners, and I don't mind saying that. And you know what, Laurie? You probably stopped me getting any further in my Scottish career because I don't think that selector recommended me all that much after that game. So Laurie Connor, I have enormous respect for. It's probably someone you've never heard of, but I remember it because it sticks out in my mind. I'll tell you one player that I'm sorry I didn't play against. He retired through a very serious injury in 1976, the year before I came to Gloucester, and that was the great Mervyn Davies. If you're going to play rugby, You really do want to say that you've played against the best. That's what it's all about, really. And I was very lucky to have played at this level, as I've said earlier, and I would love to have played against Mervyn Davies, who is rated not just as the greatest Welsh number 8, I was reading his Wikipedia profile recently, but probably one of the greatest players who played for Wales in any position. And yet, he didn't seem to do a lot on the pitch, but he was everywhere. He had great skills, and he was lean and wiry like I was, but clearly possessed of far more innate ability. So I'm just so sorry I never played against him.
You were talking about Mike Potter, and he had a wonderful game against Mervyn Davies, playing for Gloucester in the 1972 Cup.
Yes, and scored the winning try. I was looking, looked at Potts, Gloucester Heritage, to give you a plug, wonderful review of Potts, and I saw exactly that game mentioned and scored a try and was reckoned, as it said in that write-up, that he outplayed the great Mervyn Davies. Well, there you are. Potts, what a fantastic accolade that is. I wish I'd seen Potts play. Are there any archive videos around from those days, gentlemen? It would be great to have some, wouldn't it? It really would. I need to mention another one who kept me out of the Gloucestershire team, which was the great Silver Fox from Bristol, Dave Rollett. Another number 8 who wasn't very big. Now, come on, guys, I was 6'5". You guys weren't even 6 foot, I don't know. But there was another hard man, another good number 8, good hands, and a very skillful footballer, and I have enormous respect for Dave Rollett.
Yeah. Somehow Rollett looked big. Yes. He had a presence on the field, didn't he? He strutted.
He did. Yeah, I had many a tussle with Dave Rollett. Yeah, we've smacked each other a few times in the great Bristol Gloucester derbies, as they were then. Because when I was playing, Gloucester Bristol was the big West Country derby, and Bath were just really a lesser club back then. And this was before Jack Rowell, of course, took Bath to such great heights, and where they kind of maintained it since then. But back then, it was certainly Gloucester Bristol, and I can remember many games against Bristol. One in particular out here where I think the ambulance took four people away and we finished, because we didn't have any substitutes back then. I think we finished with 14 men and they finished with 13 men. And there was a picture in the Citizen of me and Rollett, fists clenched at the back of a line-out, squaring up to each other, which was stuck on the notice board at Beaufort School, where I was teaching the kids. And they said, "Sir, you told us not to fight. What are you doing?" So I certainly remember that. And gentlemen, if I would just mention one other, I played against the great Andy Ripley in the fundraising game that we had against an international team, played in the fog here at Kingsholm before our tour to America. And I was just honoured to have played against Andy Ripley. Such respect for him as well. And also for his maverick attitude. We all love a maverick, don't you? With his long hippie hair and his fantastic high knee-kicking stride. As we know, he was an ex-400-metre runner. Sadly, of course, Andy died from prostate cancer recently. But I always remember the memory of him in the bar afterwards at Kingsholm, the home of hard rugby. Andy came into the bar wearing a sweater with a little train on it with smoke coming out of the chimney. And underneath it said, "I'm a little puff puff." I thought, Andy, fair dues to you, mate, to come into the bar at Kingsholm wearing a jumper which has "I'm a little puff puff" written underneath the train. Total respect. One I didn't play against, but one I have enormous respect, and I put it in brackets here. I've already mentioned Teague and Potter, because clearly they're at the top of the tree. But another Gloucester number 8 that I had enormous respect for was James Forrester. I watched James play here.
I was going to mention him in the same context as Andy Ripley.
Were you really?
Yes, yeah. Because of the high-stepping style,
yeah,
and the way in which he played around the field.
What great skills he had. Yes. Amazing skills. Quick, great hands. Oh, no number 8 should do some of the things he did. I remember watching him. I can't remember who we were playing against. We were in the opponent's 22. He was out in the centre. The ball came to him, and he put the most delicate grubber kick through. Me do a grubber kick when I was number 8. It just wouldn't have crossed my mind. I would have taken contact. He put the most delicate grubber kick through, ran through and scored in front of the stand there. And I just went, wow, James, that is just fantastic. Yeah. And a great shame that his career was cut short through
very
injury
sad,
as well. Yeah. So yes. Django, fair dues to you, mate.
I'm playing down a football ground too.
He's playing in a football ground, sir.
It was to Ashton Gate, of course, at the injury.
Oh, Ashton Gate, yes, yeah. Is that where he had his injury? Yeah, I think he's out in the Far East now somewhere,
yes,
Hong Kong,
is,
somewhere
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there are players I remember.